Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Ches. We're starting the Mishnah on Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, the last three lines of the Amud. And the Mishnah starts off with a very, very simple, straightforward halacha. As you know, when it comes to Karban Pesach, the halacha is Se Samim Zohar Ben Yia Zohar Ben Shana Yia Lechem Min HaKvasim U Min HaIzim Tikachu. When you're selecting the Karban Pesach, it's got to be a Zohar, and it's got to be a Ben Shana. What happens if a person was mafresh a Nekev L'Pischai, or a Zohar Ben Shtei Shanim for his Karban Pesach? Obviously, these cannot be brought for Karban Pesach. They are not eligible. So what do you do? As we'll see in the Gemara, they do get Kedushas Domim, and what you have to do is Yirat Shistayv, wait until it gets a Mum, the Yimachin, you'll sell it, the Yip L'Dom L'Rvava, Lish Lomit.
Where are we here? We just started.
We just started, Brother Shah. We even waited an extra minute or two. We are in Tzadik Zayin Umid Beis, the last three lines. And what the Mishnah tells us is that if a person selected an Akeva or a Zohar Ben Shtei Shonim for a Karban Pesach, those animals are not eligible, one because of gender, the other because of age, and therefore it does have Kedusha, but not Kedushas Aguf to bring for a carbon. It has Kedushas Damim. Wait until it gets a Mum, and then you'll take the money, and you'll use the money to go and buy L'Nedava L'Shlam. The Lashon HaMishnah is Abisa L'Shver, because when you say V'Yiplu Dovav L'Nedava L'Shlamim, that's really Tarti Desasri. That's inconsistent. And which way is it inconsistent? Because if it would stop after the word L'Nedava, that means the money goes to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash puts it into those special shoifarois. And they use it for oilois lekayetz HaMizbeach on those days when it's quiet in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means, Yipludav L'Nedava. On the other hand, when it says Lishlamim, that means that the individual who owned that Karban Pesach, and in this case, this ineligible Karban Pesach, guess what? It has a din of Ishlamim, like a Moisra Pesach has a din of Ishlamim. So what are we talking about? Dom of the Nedava Lishlamim. And in fact, if you notice, both Rashi and Toisvis, they are not Goreis the word L'Nedava, it just says, V'yavi b'dom of Shlamim. That's what Rashi says. And that's what Toisvis says, V'yavi b'dome of Shlamim. However, the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, says that in fact, Yiplu Domav L'Nedava, that the money goes to the Pesa Migdash. Why is it different than regular Moisra Pesach? A regular Moisra Pesach is an animal which is eligible for Karban Pesach. However, for whatever reason, you didn't bring it because Sot Gemachta Pleita, it ran away, or the Baalim became Tmeim, or whatever it was. So you have a Moisra Pesach, and that goes L'Shlamim. However, this is not a Moisra Pesach because it was ineligible from the first moment. Says the Rambam, in fact, it goes L'Oilois L'Kayetz HaMizbech. And you'll notice that the Masoret HaShas also has different Kirsois here in the Gimel, where it says L'Nedav L'Shlamim, Masoret HaShas says, B'Mishna Shemishnais, Lesa Tevas L'Shlam. The word L'Shlam is dropped. V'Gam Toisis Im Zvachim. There it says, V'Yavi B'Dam L'Shlamim. So you have another gear. So you see, they have two gear. So it's either Yiplu Dabav L'Nedava, which is the gears of the Rabbah, or you have the gears of the Rashi, the Toises, the Yiplu Dabav L'Shlam. But L'Nedava and L'Shlam do not work hand in hand, because L'Nedava by definition means it's for Oilois, for Kayetz HaMizbeach, it's not for a person L'Shlam. Good. And the Mishnah continues on with a second halacha, which is unrelated. Ha-mafrish pischoy umes. A person was mafrish an animal for Karban Pesach, and umes, and unfortunately the owner Nebuch passed away. And, as we'll see in the Gemara, he was the only monui, he was the only person that was registered for this particular Karban Pesach. So now when he died, unfortunately there are no menuyim left for this Karban. His son should not bring L'Shem Pesach, El L'Shem Shlomim, but rather it should go for a Karban Shlomim. What's the reason why? And Yetzin we will see in another few lines. We'll have a full discussion about that. But we go back to the original halacha with the Mishnah, where the halacha said that if you were mafresh an animal which was not even eligible, not qualified for Karm Pesach, what's the din? Says the Mishnah, goes nidcha. Nidcha means you have to wait until it gets a mum, and you take the money and use it for either nedava or for shlam. Says Yimar Omer Avuna Bereda Vishua Shema Mina Klas, from the halacha of our Mishnah, we learned three halachas. Number one, Shema Mina Bali Chaim Nidochem. After all, this animal is a balchai, it's alive. And yet we say that it is nidcha, and you can no longer bring it for a carbon, but rather, what do you have to do? You have to go and take the money and buy a new carbon. So you're saying to yourself, so what's the big chiddush? If you go down the Amud, you see there's another Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. Three, 4 lines before that Mishnah, you have Reb Shimon, he di Amar Ein Bali Chaim Nidochem. In fact, there's a machloikis whether Bal Chai is Nidcha or not. Our Mishnah is talking about a Bal Chaim. These are live animals, and they are Nidchem. Nidchem in the sense that we're not going to bring them for a carbon. Obviously, you can't bring them for a carbon Pesach, because a carbon Pesach has to be a Zohar Ben Shana. But theoretically, you could bring it for a carbon Shlamim itself. The fact that it says in the Mishnah, you do not bring it itself for a carbon, but rather you have to wait until it gets a mum, so it's a simon that it's Nidcha, and Bali Chaim Nidochem. This in itself is also a machlokes, because elsewhere we learn in Masechtas Yuma, there's a mandiyama that holds only an animal which was nira v'nidcha. Sigmar in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Gimel, it's got to be nira v'nidcha. In other words, if from the outset there's a problem, that's not called dichoy. Dichoy means that at one point it was kosher, and now, boom, we had a problem, nira v'nidcha. However, if it was dichui meyikara, that doesn't exist. Since our Mishnah says that this animal, which was dichui meyikara, from the very first moment it was in the keva, and or when he selected it, it was already more than a year old, so it was already, from the outset, it was already dachui, says our Mishnah, disqualified for a carbon, but go ahead and wait until it gets a mum, and be poyed and take the money and use it for something else. And finally, we also learn from our Mishnah, because after all, our case is talking about bedamim. From the very first moment, it was impossible that this animal should be brought for a carbon Pesach, because it's an akeva or older than a year. So therefore, the only damim, the only kedusha that it got was kedusha's damim. So you see that there's an inyan of dichui not only by kedusha's haguf, but also by kedusha's tam. Okay, so that was the first halacha of the Mishnah, but now we're going to go in some detail into the second halacha. Second halacha was a person who was mafresh a Karm Pesach, we have here at the top of the Yomud, and unfortunately the person who was mafresh a Karm Pesach passed away. Now he has a son who's left over. The son, it's Erev Pesach. Should he bring that behema now for his own Karm Pesach? And as we said when we learned the Mishnah, and as we're going to see when we start the Gemara, this is talking about a behema where there was nobody else on the registry except for the person who Nebuch passed away. So when he passed away, this Karbin no longer had any minuyim. Since it was it had no longer any minuyim, the Karbin by definition became possible to be brought for a Karbin Pesach, and therefore, the son should not bring it for a Karm Pesach, but he should bring it l'shem shlomim. Why is it that a carbon that no longer has menuyim is considered to be fossil? Next shem, we're going to have that in the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Tes. Of course, we already had in the Mishnah earlier on in our Masechta that if you had an animal which you shechted and it was shaloi li'oichlov, or shaloi lemnuyav, or shaloi for areilim, or for temeim, if those were the only guys on the carbon, it's a possible carbon. It's only if you have a mixture between menuyim and einem menuyim, oichlim v'she'enem oichlim, mulim and areilim, as you'll recall in the Mishnah that we had earlier on in Daf Samach Aleph. But if this carbon was exclusively for einem oichlim, and in this case it was Nebuch, only one individual who Nebuch passed away, so there are no menuyim left, the carbon is a puzzle for purposes of carbon Pesach. What can the son do with it? He can bring it as a moiser Pesach for a shlam. So let's look at the Braisa. The Braisa expands upon this. Toner Rabban. Ha-mafesh es Pesach. A person with mafesh is carbon Pesach. And unfortunately, Rachmon Litzlan Umeis, and the person passed away. So now let's look. Is there anybody else on the registry? Zok de Breise, im benoy memuna imoy, if the son is together with him on the same registry, Yiviyana Lishim Pesach, then he, as the lone remaining individual on this registry, he can bring it for Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. However, if his son is not with him, meaning that the only one left on the Minoy list was this fellow who Nebuch passed away, so now there's nobody left, this Korban is no longer qualified as a Korban Pesach, then the son should go and bring it for Korban Shlamim. And that was the halacha of our Mishnah. That our Mishnah was talking about, he was Mafish Pesach, him Nes. The son was not a monoi, he was the lone monoi. Like Rashi says on the second line from the top, Davle Pesach, Shemesu Baalov, the Ein Kan Menuyim, there were no Menuyim left, it was zero, blank, Shemi, Riyah, Nada, Gunished, nobody. In such a case, Dr. Tabrice, you cannot bring it for Korban Pesach. The son will bring it eventually for Korban Shlamim. Now, when will he bring this Korban Shlamim? The earliest time he'll be able to bring it will be L'Shisha Osar. L'Shisha Osar means the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Says the Braisa L'Yadvav in L'Tezvav Loi. Only on first day Chol HaMoed, you cannot bring it first day Yontif. Why not? Because Kosovar and the Dorman Adovois ain't craving be Yontif. That's a famous machloikis going back to Masechtas Beya, and it's brought in other places too, whether or not you can bring a Neder and Adova on Yontif. Even though the Torah says that you can go and Shecht Chulin on Yontif, Ach Ashe Yiyoch L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levadi Yiyosa L'chem, and therefore, L'chayra, what's the problem? The answer is because the Gemara says, Yiyosa L'chem, L'chem V'loi L'gvoya, that you cannot go and Shecht a Korban on Yontif unless a Kodesh Baruch Hu mandates that you bring it on Yontif. For instance, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, those can be brought on Yontif because those are Choyvois. Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim comes to tell you they have a din of bringing a Korban Chagiga. Chagoysem Oysa Chag Lashem. So you have to. But in the Dorman Adavis, you can bring any day of the year except for Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore bring it on Chol HaMoed, holds like the Man Yomar. The Dorman Adavis ain't craving be Yontif. Period. That's the end of the Braisa, and now the Gemara is going to ask a very, very important question. The father passed away. When did he pass away? Did he pass away in the morning of Erev Pesach? Or did he pass away in the afternoon after Chatzos of Erev Pesach? What will be the Nafkimina? Well, let's see. So, Tumor Demis Hoav Amos, when did the father pass away? He passed away before Chatzos in the morning, meaning even before the chiyuv of the Korban Pesach hit, because the key triggering moment of the Korban Pesach is at Chatzos. Beinu Aboyim, you have to bring in the afternoon. We don't bring it before 12:30 at the earliest, because we want to make sure that for sure it's in the afternoon. Because Chatzos time, we don't know. Bachatzos, Kachatzos. As you know, it says in the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu. So, from 12:30. But really at 12 o'clock, that's when the key Zman Shechita begins Min HaTorah. Okay, so when did a person pass away? If he passed away before Chatzos, that means that even before Chatzos, the son became an Oinein as soon as his father passed away. So, Freit Dimara, Benoi Memuna Imoi Yivyen L'Shem Pesach, even if the son is Memuna, right? The Braisa began in Benoi, Memuna, Imoi. Father passed away. The son was the remaining Monoi. Yivyen L'Shem Pesach in Gombri. How could he bring L'Shem Pesach? Ha'chola aninos ilave meyikara. He was an Oinein. Even before the Chiv of Korban Pesach hit at 12 o'clock, because his father passed away at 9 o'clock in the morning. By 12 o'clock, he was a full-fledged Oinein. By 9:01, he was a full-fledged Oinein as soon as his father passed away. So, Anina Siyoim. So, what's the halacha in such a case of an Oinein? So, the halacha is that this Oinein cannot bring the Korban Pesach. Why can't he bring a Korban Pesach? So, Rashi gives two explanations. One explanation, Rashi says, is because since the Chiyuv of Pesach only happened after he became an oinin, and oinin is potem in a mitzvois. Shoin. So the oinin came first. Aninus yoim is the oiraisa. So he was an oinin before the chiyav of Karban Pesach hit at 12 o'clock. Therefore, he's potter. Why would the Mishnah go and say, why would the Braisa go and say, in Benoi Mamuna Imoi, bring a Karban Pesach? Don't bring a Karban Pesach. You're potter at this time. When will you bring it? Since you're a shogi, you're an oinis, you'll bring Pesach Sheni. But don't bring it now. So how did the Braisa say, go and bring the Shem Shlam, the Shem Karban Pesach? That's one Pshat and Rashi, another Pshat and Rashi already said this back earlier on when we had a similar sugya back on Daft Sadik Aleph. Rashi said that the reason why, if he's an oinin already from the morning, is because since the oinin is so overtaken with grief at the passing of his father, or other, in our case, father, or other very close family member, he may mistakenly, in his anguish, rush to go and help out the body. Maybe he thinks he can do some sort of tchias amesim. Otherwise, he's going to try to cover the body for the tchevra kadisha or participate in the funeral, etc., etc. And he's going to become tamei. Oh, he's going to become tamei. Then, of course, he will be disqualified from bringing a karban pesach ish ish kia tamei lenefesh, and that tumah is going to occur already pre-chatzos. So, therefore, that's why the Gemara is asking. I don't understand. If the father died before chatzos, why would it say in the braisa that if the son is a monoi together with his father, he brings the karban l'shem Pesach, avad he would not bring the karban l'shem Pesach? Ella, so says the Gemara, mistama the braisa is talking about the miss achar chatzos, that the father passed away at 1 o'clock. So there was already a chiyuv of the karban Pesach that was chal at 12 o'clock on this individual and on this karban. Says the braisa, if the son is not money together with him, the son should bring it for shlamim, and he should bring it, as we said, on the 16th day of Nisan, on Chol HaMoed. Frey Timura, how could that be? Since this animal already was impressed with the Kedushas Karban Pesach, and the individual was impressed with the choyv of bringing the Karban Pesach all at Chatzos, and now you're not bringing it because of a subsequent event. So this is something that was nearer the Nidche, and when it's Dachoy, what happens to the Karban? You don't bring this Karban itself. It's like we learned in the previous Mishnah, back with Reb Akiva. Remember we had Reb Lezer said, was it Reb Lezer or Reb Yeshua? I think Reb Yeshua that said, sometimes Tamur is Krave, sometimes Tamur is not Krave, I'm not sure where. I'm Reb Akiva, I will explain. If the Pesach is Nimtza before the Shechita, then Yirat Shiestayev, as well as the Tamura. If it's after the Shechita, Karav Shlomim, and the same thing, the Tamura. And then you remember we had a Machloikis and the Gemara back in Tzadik Vav, Amid Beis, between Rabba and Reb Zeira, where Rabba says that the Mishnah is talking about Koidim Shechita, L'Acher Shechita, and Reb Zeira says, no, we're talking Koidim Chatzois, only Acher Chatzois. And as Rashi says at the end of the Sugya before the Mishnah, our Gemara is going according to Reb Zeira, that the Iker is Koidim Chatzois, L'Acher Chatzois. So what's the din? Koidim Chatzois, we learned in the Mishnah, the halacha is, it's Yira Achi Yistayev Yimachav Yabim Dam of Shlamim. If it only became after Chatzois, then we said that you can go and bring it for Shlam. Aha. So then, our case over here, if it's talking about that the father died after Chatzois, that at the moment of Chatzois, the Karbon was Chal, it was Kavua. The father was mechuyev, the carbon is mechuyev, full-fledged. Aha. So now this carbon was nidche, hakovasei chatzois, and now we had a dichoy. If we have a dichoy, what's the halacha that we learned in our Mishnah? The halacha is that you don't go and bring it for a shlamim, but you rather go yira ad shiestayev, wait until it gets a mum, and when it gets a mum, then you're going to go and sell it and take the money and use the money for a shlamim. And yet you're saying here in the Braisa that if the Benoi is not Ein Benoi Mamuna Imo Yivien L'Shem Shlomim, Elachar should go and say, you Yirat Shiestayev, wait until it gets a moment, take the money and use the money to go and buy a Shlomim. So that's the two kashas on this Braisa. It's not really two kashas, it's Mamanavshach. Again, clearly Rabbi Yisai, You have a braisa. The father passed away in Erev Pesach. It says if the son was together with him on the Karban Pesach, so that when the father passed away, there was still one monoi, the son, let him bring the Karban Pesach. If there's nobody memuna because the father passed away and there's nobody left on this registry, it's now down to zero, then the benoi shouldn't go and bring it for shlamim. I'm sorry, for Karban Pesach, he should rather bring it for Karban Shlamim. So Gemara says now, Mimanavshach, what is the case talking about? Are we talking about that the father died early on Erev Pesach, like 9 o'clock in the morning? If that's the case, why would the son be bringing a Karban Pesach? He is an Oinein. And if he's an Oinein, either the Chiyuv Karban Pesach is not even Chal on him, because his Aninus comes first, or because we're concerned that the Oinein won't be careful with Hilchos Tumah, because after all, the Karban Pesach Chiyuv did not hit yet, and he might go and grab his father, Rachman Litzlan, to help him out, or to bury him, or whatever. He's going to become Tomei. So he's not going to bring the Karban Pesach. Why does the Braisa say bring the Karban Pesach? Elam, are you going to tell me that the father only passed away after Chatzos, and therefore the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach hit the son? And not only did it hit the father, it hit the son. And not only that, we say that the son will be very scrupulous and careful and about not touching the body, because he knows, I got to go bring this carbon, sheyesh by kares. So why do we say, im ein benoy mamuna imai? Bring it lishem shlamim, breiti mara, since this happened post-chatzois. So chatzois hit the individual and hit the carbon and was made a chiyuv. Now when the father passed away, it was nitche. I can't go and bring the carbon on behalf of anyone, because ein benoi memuna imoy, there are no people left on this carbon Pesach. But since chatzois is koiveya, we shouldn't go and bring it itself for a carbon shlamim. It's nitche. If it's nitche, we should have to wait until it gets a mum and take the money and use the money to bring a carbon shlamim. So are we talking about the first father died before chatzois, or did he die after chatzois? To this kasha, the Gemara is going to give 5 answers. Each answer is going to be very succinct, only 2 or 3 lines. From here to the Mishnah, 5 answers to our kasha. Says Gemara, Omer Rava, or in the Masoret HaShas, it says Omer Rabba. And in fact, it's interesting, if you look at the Masoret HaShas, Oiz Dalid, in my Gemara, he says, Tzorach Loimer Rabba, Ayin Shabbos, Ayin Beis, Omer Beis, Masha Kosavti Sham. If you take out a Gemara Shabbos and Daf Ayin Beis, the Masoret HaShas also comments there on another Gemara where it says Rava, and he says Tzorach Loimer Rava. What's the basis of changing Rava to Rava? Says the Masoret HaShas, he brings a Tosfos earlier on in Masechta Shabbos, where the Tosfos says that we never ever find Rava being quoted in a Gemara together with Abaya, where Rava comes first. Abaya is always first, and Rava comes second. And that's because Abaya was Molech before Rava. He was the Melech, he was the Rosh Hashiva before Rava became Rosh Hashiva. And therefore, it's always, if it's Abaya in the same sugya, it would be Rava. Why would Rava come first? Because, as we know, Abaya was not only an adoptive son, a stepson of Rava, he was also his choice Talmud. So therefore, we would refer to Rava first, and to Abaya second, but we never referred to Rava first and Abaya second. Anyway, look up the Masoret HaShas. Barry will look it up, I know, and he will now have that every time we have in Shas Rava and Abaya. He's immediately going to jump up and say, don't forget the Masoret HaShas and the Tosfos, that it's got to be Rava and not Rava. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Omer Rava, li oilam demis koidim chatzais. It's talking about that the father passed away before chatzais. Ah, if he passed away before chatzais, why, even if benoi memuna imai, why is he bringing a Karban Pesach? He cannot bring a Karban Pesach. He was already an oinein before chatzois. An oinein before chatzois doesn't bring a Karban Pesach either, because the aninus was chal first, and therefore didn't allow for the chiv, the Karban Pesach, to be chal on this individual, or because of the fact that I'm afraid that he was metame himself, because since he didn't have the choive yet, he wasn't careful about himself. No. So why does it say that if the benoi mumuna ima yivien l'shem Pesach, says ima yivien l'shem Pesach sheini, Einach Hanami doesn't bring the Karban Pesach that day. He cannot. He's an oinein. He's an onus rachmona patre. Good. He'll bring Pesach sheini like anybody else who's a tamei lenefesh derech rechoika. He'll bring Pesach sheini. Very good. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is Abaye. This is the second part of why that was Rava, or that was Rava, because now we have Abaye, so it couldn't have been Rava. Abaye Omar Litzdodin Ketani. Abaye gives a little bit of a doichik pshat, and he says that we're going to have to go and splice the two parts of the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa, Meis Acher Chatzois, if the father Nebuch passed away after Chatzois, since the father only passed away after Chatzos, the son was already mechuyav in Hilchos Korban Pesach already at 12 o'clock, and therefore, although he subsequently became an oinein, the Korban Pesach chiyav was chal even before he became an oinein, as well as I'm not concerned that he's going to be metam himself because he is very keen and careful about the fact that he has to go and bring the Korban Pesach. So if the son is mamuna on that Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach didn't become posel because there's still a monoi, that's the son. The son didn't become disqualified because the father passed away after Chatzos and the son was already mechuyah from before. If he had lishum Pesach, therefore he should take the carbon and bring it on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, like a regular individual. He'll be able to eat it that night, because although he has Aninus Laila is Rabbanon, and we learned before, by Aninus Laila, lo yamidu chachamim divrayim b'mokim karis. Now what about the next case in the Braisa? Meis koidim chatzois, what happens if he, the father, passed away before Chatzos? Then what's the din? The son will not be able to bring the Korban Pesach because he is an oinein, because he was meis koidim chatzos. Ein benoi mamuna imoi, if the ben is not mamuna with him on this carbon, and therefore there are no other menuyim, what are we going to do with this carbon? We're going to bring it for a carbon shlamim. Why don't we go and say that it became dochui? It didn't become dochui because tichui would only be if it was Chatzos first, before the father passed away. However, when the father passed away, there was no menuyim at all on this carbon. And so therefore, it didn't become nidcha. It was like a chulin animal at that time. It was no longer ro'oi to be brought for Korban Pesach. And the zman of Korban Pesach didn't even hit yet. It was before Chatzos. And therefore, it does not become nidcha where we have to wait until it gets a mum. But even the son will be able to ring it for Korban Shlamim. So that's teretz number two. Rav Sharvi Yoma, teretz number three. The oilam demisli acher chatzos. Really, it's talking about that the person passed away after chatzos. Okay. So if it's after chatzos, why don't I say that the carbon became nidche? We're going to show you of goises ba chatzos. Unfortunately, the father was already nebuch hashchivmera. He was already a goises. So what difference does that make? Zok Rashi and roiv goisesim lemisa. Most goisesim nebuch pass away. So therefore, this carbon didn't chatzos was not koiveya to make this carbon into a carbon which was nidche, because Kameshmaya Galia upstairs in heaven, they knew that this person was unfortunately going to pass away, and so therefore Chatzos was not koiveya this carbon with a chi of carbon Pesach, because it's as if the father had already passed away, because Roiv Gois is in the Misa, and in fact he did pass away shortly thereafter, since the carbon was not Kavua at the time of Chatzos, it didn't become Nidcha, and that's why you can go and bring it for a Shlomim. You don't have to Yira Ad Shiestayev and use the money for a Shlomim. So that's terrorist number three. Terrorist number four is Rav Ashi Omar. Lo'ilam dimislach Chatzos. Itaka, the father passed away after Chatzos. Ah, you told me then that the Korban should be Nidcha because at 12 o'clock both the owner was Mechuyiv and the animal was now a ro'oi to be brought for a Korban Pesach, it's now Chatzos. So now when the father passes away, we should say it's nidcha. And if it's nidcha, we should say Yirai Shiestayev and take the money and bring a Korban Shlamim. Reb Shimon, the Yom Ein Bali Chayim Nidochen, this goes according to Reb Shimon. This is the Reb Shimon that we quoted at the top of the Yomid. From the previous Mishnah, from the Reisha of the Mishnah, we learned that Bali Chayim are Nidochen. From this Braisa, the Braisa holds, Loit Rav Ashi, the Braisa is Reb Shimon who's speaking, that Ein Bali Chayim Nidochen. So even though, unfortunately, the father passed away, this the hema still remains kosher for a carbon, and since it remains kosher for a carbon, that's why the son will bring it eventually for a carbon shlam. Ravina gives the final teretz, going shefrishay ach chatzoyis and meis balam ach chatzoyis. Ravina gives perhaps the simplest answer. It's talking about that they would never mafresh this carbon early in the day or earlier. They only were mafresh this carbon after chatzoyis, lemoshel at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon of erev Pesach. That being the case, at 12 o'clock, the chatzoyis didn't go and attach itself to this behema and say, "Okay, you are now ro'ui for a carbon Pesach." It was a simple, regular chulin animal like millions of other chulin animals. So absolutely nothing happened at that time. Because Sober, Zokti Yimara, and Ravina hold, like the rest of the sugi holds, that chatzois is kova. Remember, the machloik is between Rabba and Reb Zera. Rabba said the shchita is koiveya, and that makes it into a nidche. But Reb Zera holds that the zman chatzois, the zman shchita is koiveya. And that's all of these man diyamrim kept on referring to before chatzois, after chatzois. Really, like Rabba, it's more of a concern pre-shchita or post-shchita. Here we're talking about pre-chatzois, after chatzois. Anyway, so bottom line is, he holds chatzois is koiveya, and since the hafrasha only took place post-chatzois, so that it didn't become nidcha. Because at the time of chatzois, it was still a chulin animal. It only became kodshim at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Nebuch, the father, passed away at 2:30. Since it never became nidcha, it's ro'i to be brought. You can't bring it for Karban Pesach anymore because the father is no longer around. So the son and nobody else was a monoi on this carbon, it gets transformed as a moiser Pesach into a shlamim, and the son will be able to bring it for a shlam. So with this we have answered our kasha that we asked on the Braisa, the Mamon of Shach. If it's before Chatzois, he's an Oinein. If it's after Chatzois, Lechoira, it should have been, the Chatzois should be Koiveya, and therefore it should become a Nidcha, and you should have to go in Yirat Yistayev. So the Gemara gave 5 terutzim to these kashas, and I see that Barry now has a kasha. Yes, Barry.
We talk about the father was the only money, son was money with him. The procedure was, once somebody's money on a korban, doesn't it mean that it was already mafresh? So if when you say in the last answer it says yefishu achar chatzos, if you're mafresh, if you have somebody, already registered with it, there is just korban. So what's this idea that it was mafresh and it wasn't mafresh, but there's a manui?
Okay.
Depending, what's the status here? What does the status of Menuyin and Hegdish Korban, how do those things play with each other?
So you'll recall that we learned already about a week ago, or 10 days ago, that the standard practice was that you had one Baal Chabura that would buy the animal, and then after that, he would put up a sign, or he'd go and send out one of these WhatsApps or emails or whatever to 1,000 people, who wants to be part of my registry. And then a whole bunch of people would come in and they would bring, given $5, $10, $20. And you remember there was even a tanai in the money so that the Baal Chabura can use those funds for other purposes. According to Rebbe, he can go and use it even to go and buy clothing. Well, according to Tanakama, he can go and use it to go and buy matzis and mora to eat together with the Karban Pesach. So usually the Hafrosha took place sometime earlier than Erev Pesach, a day before, 3 days before, a week before, whenever it was, and the Menuyim started signing up in advance. However, it didn't have to happen that way. As you know, we have the Kasu Atzlanim. There are people that like to delay and say, I still got time, and I don't have to commit myself, and we'll see, and I don't know, and I'm not sure. Now, those people can put together the Menuyim list in advance, even before they mafresh the carbon. In other words, they first go and tell everybody, I intend taking an animal and being makdish it, only if there is sufficient interest. So whoever wants to be together my carbon, sign up. And if I get at least 5 or 10 or 20 people, guess what? I'm going to be mafresh my carbon. See, it wasn't mafresh the carbon initially, but you can have menuyim before. Says our or, you can start the whole process of the hafrosha and the minui 5 minutes before you bring the Karban Pesach. People are standing outside the Azara. Did you go? Are you a money yet? Not yet. What are you going to do? I don't know. I'm looking around. I'm hoping to get a last. If you buy an Esrig for Sikkis, you'll find that if you buy it 2 or 3 weeks in advance, they're going to go and take the maximum price possible. If, however, if you go to the Esrig Soicher an hour before Yontif, he'll sell you 5 Esroigim for $10 because he knows he's not going to have any koinim after that. So you can have the same type of situation. If you sign up in advance for Karban Pesach, you'll get $50. If you're one of the last ones, come on. Schnell, $5, anybody wants to be a money, come on. They want to go and sell out all the slots. Anyway, point of our Gemara is, this carbon, there was only mafresh after Chatzos. After Chatzos, 12:15, 12:30, somebody put up a list and said, Rabbeisai, I got my animal, I'm now makdish it and mafresh it, I'm consecrating, I'm dedicating, I'm devoting it, I'm setting aside for a carbon Pesach. Ooh, sounds good. And that person immediately got one monoi. Who was that one monoi? Nebuch, Mr. Yankel Smith. And Mr. Yankel Smith was so ecstatic about the fact, Baruch Hashem, I got a money, I'm on the carbon, the dump, ba ba bum. He went into cardiac arrest and he passed away half an hour later. So now, there's nobody left on this carbon. Or there's one person left, depending on the ratio of the brisa or the seif of the brisa. Either the son together was together with him, or he wasn't together with him. So now the Gemara asked, but in the Sefer where it says that if ein benoi mamuna imoi, you can go and bring it for a shlamim, the Gemara said if it's talking about the meis ach chatzois, at the time of chatzois, that was kiveya, this animal, and this person to go and bring this carbon Pesach. And since it was nidcha, I should go and say we should have to wait for this animal to get a mum and take the money. Nobody was nidcha. The animal was not nidcha, and the balabatim were not nidcha, because at the time of chatzois, this carbon Pesach didn't exist yet. Because they were only mafresh it a half an hour later, then they impressed it with Kedusha's Karban Pesach. Oh, from now on, we got to be concerned about the Karban Pesach and the Balim. But at Chatzos, nothing happened because this animal didn't exist. The animal, of course, was living, but it was not a Karban Pesach yet. Is that helpful to your question?
Wasn't there a period when it wasn't Nitzcha? As soon as the person died, isn't it considered Nitzcha? Because there's no Balim.
That's already after the Zman. You measure Dichoy at the time when the, either at the Zman Shechita or at the time of the Shechita. That's what Rabbi Kiva was saying by the case of the two Tmurais. Depends whether it happened pre-Shechita or post-Shechita, or pre, according to Bzeira, pre-Chatzois or post-Chatzois. Okay? Zok the Mishnah. From here till the rest of the blot is much simpler, Rabbi Yisai. HaPesach Shenesar B'Zvachim, you have, says Rashi, for instance, two other karbonis, a carbon Osham and a carbon Oila, together with this carbon Pesach. And they all looked more or less the same, and therefore I don't know which one is which. Is it a carbon Pesach? Is it a carbon Osham or carbon Oila? Now you can't just go and say willy-nilly, okay, ever just eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You'll be the Pesach, you'll be the Oshem, you'll be the Oila, because there are major differences. Oshem and Oila, of course, are Kodshi Kudoshim. Karm Pesach is Kodshim Kalim. As a result, the differences in the Zrikoi Saddam, Shtaim Shein Arba, and by Karm Pesach, it's only one, as well as who's allowed to go and eat it. And Oila is Kula Kolan the Mizbeach, and Oshem can only be eaten by the Kahanim. Karm Pesach can be eaten by the Menuyim, by the Balim. So you see the numerous differences. What am I going to do? Zok the Mishnah, it's impossible to bring these three kabbanis the way they are, because I can't go and say to the kohen, well, if it's a Pesach, it should be for a Pesach. If it's an Oshem, it should be for an Oshem. If it's an Oyla, it should be for an Oyla. What am I supposed to do? I do one Zrika, two Zrikas. Do I put on the Mizbeach? Do I feed it to people? Do I give it to Kahanim? So what you got to do is, kum yirat shiestavu, v'yimachra v'yavi b'dmei hayofa shebehen mi'minzat, u'dmei hayofa b'shebehen mi'minzat, v'yafzat ha'moyser mi'beisai. What you got to do is you have to wait until all three animals develop a mum. It might take a day, it might take a week, it might take a year, maybe take 10 years. But you wait until all of them develop mumen. At that point, you try to go and be poided and to go and sell it. Now guess what? At the time that you sold these three, one of them was able to fetch $300, the other $200, and the other $100. I don't know which one was the Oila, which one was the Oshem, which one was the Pesach. I don't know. What we have to do then is we have to go and buy three new animals, and each one of them we're going to have to pay the Dmei Hayofa Shebehen, which means I'm going to go to the store, buy three new animals, and I'm going to have to pay $300 for each one, because 300 was the maximum of the three that I was poida when they developed a mum. So maybe the $300 one, that was the Pesach. Maybe the $300 was the Oila. Maybe the $300 was the Asham. I don't know. So therefore I have to buy three animals, pay $300 for each one. Now Rabbeisai, since I sold the three animals, and I fetched $300, $200, and $100, let's do simple arithmetic. $300 and $200 comes out to roughly $500. $500 plus another $100 is roughly $600. If he's going to have to buy three animals, each one $300, that means three times $300 is roughly $900. So he's going to lose $300. That's what the Mishnah says, v'yafsid amoisimi beisai. That difference of the 300, he's going to have to take it out of his own bank account. Next time, be more careful. Don't let the animals mix up. Put on white tags in each one. Write clearly, this is an oiler, this is an asham, this is a karm pesach. Fine. Next halacha. Nis'ar b'bechoydis. What happens if the karm pesach got mixed up with a bechor? Now that's much, much simpler. Why is it much simpler? Because both a bechor and a Pesach, you only have to go and do one Zrika. You don't have Shtayim Shein Arba. And they both happen to be Kodshim Kalim. The only major difference is that the Bechor is only Nechal to Kahanim, while the Karm Pesach, of course, is Nechal to everybody. There's another difference that the Gemara is going to explore on the Amud Beis, and that is that a Bechor, just like a Karm Shlomim, is Nechal to Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, while a Karm Pesach is only Nechal for one night. As we know, Machlokes B'lo Zeh Rabbi Nazari and Rabbi Kiva, whether until Chatzos or until the morning, but only one night. Okay, so now you have the Bechor getting mixed up. Let's say you have two Bechorais getting mixed up together with one Karban Pesach. What should we do? Reb Shimon Oimer, Im Chaburais Kehanim Yoichlu, O Yoichelu. What we can do is make sure that this entire animal, the Karban Pesach, the Menuyim, should all be Kehanim. And now, since we have three animals altogether, Karm Pesach and two Bechoyrois, you got three, shecht them all on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and the Kohen is going to go and say, the Shoichet is going to go and say, if this is a Karm Pesach, l'shem Karm Pesach. If this is a Bechor, l'shem Bechor. And that night, each of the Menuyim on the Karm Pesach, all 20 Kohanim, that is the Chabura for this Karm Pesach, will eat from each one of the three Karbanois at least one Kizayis. So this way they know for sure, each one of them for sure is a Karm Pesach. So they eat a Kizayis of each one. Now normally if you have two Karbanois Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from another Karm Pesach. You can only eat from yours. But here we only have one Karm Pesach and two Bechoyrois. Fine. See, they don't know which one is which. But one thing they know for sure. One is a Karm Pesach. Two are Bechoyrois. They'll eat a Kizayis from each one. Shalom al Yisrael. There'll be Yoitz in the Mitzvah and everything is dandy. That sounds great. Frank Dimar, I have one problem. This was Reb Shimon who just spoke now. Reb Shimon says, Chabur is Kahanim Yoichlu. Frank Dimar, I v'ha kamaisi kachin lebeis hapsul. Since normally a Bechor can eat Nishnei Yom V'layla Echad, how are we limiting the eating of this Karm? In fact, in all likelihood, it's going to become noiser. Why is it going to become noiser? Because of the fact that you're not allowing it to be eaten for Shnei Yom V'layla Echad. You're only eating it for that one night. And the only ones that can go and eat it are the Menuyim on that one Karm Pesach, all 20 Kahanim, 25 Kahanim. So unless they have major voracious appetites, they're not going to be able to eat all three in one night. So you're going to be maybe kachim lebeis hapsul. Isn't that a concern? And therefore, what should you do then? Rashi says, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, l'chor you should just wait until they all get mumin, and then worry about it then, about being poyed, about eating, as the Gemara will develop in another few lines, as we'll see. Says the Gemara, the reason why Reb Shimon says, bring it, and I'm not worried, because Reb Shimon, the time Reb Shimon goes, l'shitas, the Amar, mevim kashtel beiv sepsul. Yes, when you have this bidyevet situation where animals got mixed up, you bring kashtel beiv sepsul. Where do we find this? The name we learned in the Mishnah, oshem shenisar bishlam. You have a karman oshem. Oshem, by definition, is kachi kudishim. Shlom, by definition, is kachim kalim. They got mixed up. What do I do? Reb Shimon Oimer, yishchetu betzafay, v'yoichlu kechoy mishabahen. Go and put all chumris on this animal. will be the chumris. Since I don't know whether this animal is an oshim or a shlamim, shecht it b'tzofay. Since I don't know whether it's kachim kalim, kachim kudishim, give it to the kahanim to eat. What when v'yoich l'kachoy mishabhen, l'choyra, the only chumra is on the oshim side, not on the shlamim side. No, you could have a situation where after the shechita, one of the karbonois became, for instance, posel b'yoitze, posel b'tumma, or when it was still around, after you shechted it, one of these psulim occurred, tomme became posel b'yoitze, etc. So then, I don't know which one is which, but I have to go mimachmer according to the chaim shabhan, and not either eat them, because I don't know which one is which. Amrulai, so they told him, ein mevim kachlo beis psul. The chum said, these eitzes of eating chaim shabhan doesn't work. Why? Because maybe since one of them is a shlamim, and shlamim is shnei yom v'layla echad, and ashim is only for one day, and ashim can only eat by the kahanim, shlamim can be eaten by anybody, in all likelihood there's a good chance his country is going to be the base. So you see that Reb Shimon is not concerned about that, and that's why he says in our Mishnah that just go and shecht all three and eat as much as you can on Seder night. But what are the Rabbanim going to do in this situation? You have two Bechoyrois and you have one Karban Pesach, Amarova, Namtin Loi. We're going to wait at Shiyumamu until they get Mumin. What is the Gemara telling us over here? That this case of the Sefer is different than the Reisha. In the case of the Reisha, by the animal that got mixed up with the Oshim and with the Oila, we said, okay, wait until all three get Mumin, and then whatever the highest amount was, go and pay for all three, for a new Karban Pesach, for a new Oila, for a new Shlam. Here, a boy say, it doesn't work that way, because we're talking about a Bechor. Now, we're talking about a Bechor, as you know, a Bechor, which is a Tam, you give to the Kohen, and the Kohen brings it for a Karban. What happens if the Karban is a Balmum? Then the Kohen does not bring it for a Karban, but it belongs to him and he eats it b'mumoy. Is there a din of being poide a Bechor Balmum? And the answer is no. The Kohen has no business selling it or being poide. In fact, the Pasuk says, lo yigoel, you're not supposed to go and be poide it. Rather, the Kohen goes and eats it b'mumoy. Now, even though he eats it b'mumoy, it's not pure chulin. It's, as Barry will remind us, it has a name chulin plus. What means chulin plus? Because it has kedushas bechor, even though it's a balmum, it's ein nishchat beitlis, the ein nimkar beitlis, the ein nishka belitra. Means that there are number of things that we would normally allow by a regular carbon that becomes a balmum, that we would go and sell it in the marketplace to fetch the best price possible. But bechor balmum, we're not going to do that, because who gets the benefit of any maximizing money? Not the Beis Hamikdash. We're not going to bring a new carbon. It's this individual, this kohen. We don't want to be mevazek kodshim for this person's personal gain. So therefore, when you go and shecht it, when you go and sell it, when you go and weigh it, you have to go and do it in a very nice way. So if you want to go and sell this bechor balmum, which you can go and sell now to the world, you can't go and do it in the marketplace. You can't sell it in the marketplace. You have to go and sell it with private stock, private in your house. You can go and tell your neighbors, you can go and tell your friends, Romans and countrymen, I want you to know this carbon is available, but you can't go and sell it in the marketplace, because that would be a bizoy. When you are weighing any slice of meat, you cannot go and weigh it belitra, like you normally do in a scale. You have to go and do an oimit. Anyway, what's the point? What's the halach over here? The point is that I have three animals. Two of them are bechorim. One is a Karban Pesach. The only one that I need to be poide is the Karban Pesach. The other two, they become bali mumin. Fine! Bechor balmum stays with the kohen. But the Karban Pesach, if it's a balmum, then I can't go and bring it for a carbon, and I can't go and eat it. It has kedushas carbon, so we have to be poided. And we're going to go and pay for it the maximum amount that these three animals are worth. The two bechoyrim and the Karban Pesach. If once again you have 300, 200, and 100, we're going to go and take $300, and we're going to set it aside for a new either Karban Pesach, if it's still Erev Pesach. But in all likelihood, if we are waiting for the mum to occur, it's probably only going to occur a week, a month, a year later. And therefore, Moisra Pesach will be brought for a shlamim. What about the three existing animals that are all now bali mumin? You give it to the kohen, or you give it to anybody, and they'll eat it be mumon with the chumris of a nishchat be itlis, a nimkar be itlis, a nishkal be litra. Why is that? Because each one of the kabbonis might be a bechor balum. If it's a bechor balum, then you have to treat it with those special halachis of a nishchat be itlis, etc. That would be according to the Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon say, I can't bring it for Karbonos because Ein Mevi'in Karchel Beis Apsul. But Reb Shimon, who's not concerned about that, yes, bring it for Karchel Beis Apsul. Not Chas Hashem, we don't want to intentionally bring the Beis Apsul, but I'd rather go and bring my Karbonos on Erev Pesach, so I'll be able to eat it tonight, so the Chabur of Kehanim will eat all three Karbonos. And now we start Rabbeisai, a brand new Mishnah. This Mishnah, as you see, is quite a lengthy Mishnah. It goes all the way to the bottom of the Omid, but it's very straightforward, quite simple. The Mishnah is talking about, once again, that case that always plagues us throughout the Masechta, and that is that the Karban Pesach got lost. So it gemacht a pleita, it ran away. And now all the Bali Chabur are concerned, Vos geht min ton? What are we going to do? Zok the Mishnah. Chabur ish ovet pischa. The Karban Pesach ran for the hills. The Yomru li echad. We have, let's say, 20 people on the Chabura. 19 said to Yankel Smith, Yankel, you're a tichtige guy, you're a Balkishran, you're a smart fellow. Tzei ubakesh ushchoit aleinu. Please, try to find this Karban Pesach, and if and when you find it, don't just have in mind for yourself, have in mind for us as well, so that all of us should be yoitze with this Karban Pesach. And what did he do? V'holach u'matzah v'shochad. Baruch Hashem, Yanko was very, very tichtig. He knew exactly where to find the animal. He brought it and he shechted it in the Beis Hamikdash. Everything is great. Now, little did Yanko know, the other 19 had a backup plan. What's the backup plan? What happens if Yanko Smith doesn't find the Karban Pesach? What are we going to do? And they brought and they bought a brand new second Karban Pesach and they shechted it. And they probably figured to themselves, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Either we're going to use the first Karban Pesach if Yanko finds it, otherwise we'll have the backup. And that's what they did. Zok to Mishnah. Im shaloi nishchat rishoin. What happens? Obviously, both Karbanos, we're talking about that Yankel was successful. He found the first Karban Pesach. Now note, Yankel did not agree to be part of their Karban Pesach because Yankel is searching high and low with his microscope, telescope, whatever, to try to find the Karban Pesach. They sent him and said, "Say ubakeshu shchoit aleinu." So they asked to be included on his Karban Pesach, meaning on the original one, if he finds it, and he shechts it, he's shechting for them. However, they took and bought a second Karban, but he did not ask them to go and include him on their Karban. In fact, he may not even have known about it. So what happens? Im shaloi nishchat rishon, if ultimately we find out, both of them were geshacht, because they didn't meet up. Yankel was in the second kas. They were in the third kat, or whatever. Im shaloi nishchat rishon, if his was gishochten before theirs, who oichel mishaloi, they oichel mishaloi. Then both, he will have his Karban Pesach, because after all, he found and he shechted it. And not only that, they will join him on that first Karban Pesach, because they asked him, tzei ubakesh, ushchoit aleinu. What happens with their Karban Pesach? The Mishnah is silent, but Rashi tells us, it goes l'sreifa, it's possible. You cannot have a second Karban Pesach, because by default, they all joined in the first Karban Pesach that he brought, and therefore their Karban is going to go the Beis HaSreifa. What happens if it's the other way around? The Imshalahem Nishchat Rishain. They shechted their Karban first, and then Yankel Smith comes running in at the final moment. Baruch Hashem, he found his Karban Pesach. And what happens? And now he shechts his Karban Pesach. Heim oichel mishalahem, they're going to eat theirs because theirs was the one that was brought first. Shalahem nishchat rishon. They have no interest anymore in the original Karban Pesach because they made their decision to go and bring a second one and they shechted that second one and it was first. Heim oichel mishalahem, vu oichel mishaloi. And he's going to go and eat from his Karban Pesach. He's the only guy left on his Karban Pesach because the others abandoned ship and they brought their own Karban Pesach. So He'll eat his carbon Pesach, they'll eat theirs. Shalom Yisrael. However, I don't know which one, because when Yankel finally meets up with them at Mariv at 6 o'clock in the evening, and everybody's starting to sing the song for Baruch Hu, so he says to them, oh, did you hear I found the carbon Pesach? Really, you found it? We didn't know, we brought our own carbon Pesach. Well, when did you bring it? It was just around 3 o'clock. Guess what? I also just brought it around 3 o'clock. So we don't know, any Yidua, Eze Mehen Nishchat Rishon. Oy Shishach Tashneim Ke'echer, both of them were brought simultaneously or contemporaneously. What's the halacha? Who Oichel Mishaloi? He eats from his, because his is clear. He had no chelik in the second carbon. He only had a chelik in his carbon. So he eats his. The Haim Einam Oichel Imoi. They cannot eat together with him, because maybe their carbon Pesach was first, but they can't eat from their carbon Pesach, because maybe Yankel Smith's carbon was first. So what happens now? Their carbon that they brought might have been carbon 1, but it might have been carbon 2. It goes to Beis Reifa, Uptur Melasa Pesach Sheni. They don't have to do Beis Sheni because Manavshach. They were covered either with Yankel's carbon Pesach, or they were covered with their carbon Pesach. I just don't know which one. And even though they won't be able to eat from the carbon Pesach, Achil is not Ma'akiv, Avad, it's a Grois Mitzvah, therefore they're Yoitze with the first carbon Pesach. I don't know which one, but they're Yoitze, and they won't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So that's all pretty straightforward. And now the Mishnah is going to repeat the same thing again, but in reverse. What do I mean by reverse? Amalahan, Yankel Smith, before he runs out, he says, I'm going to try to find the Karben Pesach Rabbeisai. In this case, they didn't ask him, Tzei Ubakesh Ushchet Aleinu. They figured that this Karben Pesach is so smart, Yankel will never be able to find it. So, forget about it. Yankel says, I'm going to try. You can try, Gesindheit, but we're not relying on you. You do whatever you want. But instead, he said to them, Im Echarti, I'm going to look and look and look, but you know, it might take so long, it's going to be too late, I'm not going to find it, it's going to be after this man. So if it's Ushchot Alei, if you bring another Karm Pesach, do me a favor, I want to be a money together with you. So it's the exact reverse of the previous case, where in the previous case, they all said to him, we want to be together with you. And he didn't say anything about their second carbon Pesach. And here it's the other way around. They didn't say anything to him, but he said to them, I'm going to look for the carbon Pesach. If I find it, it's grand. If not, I want to be together with you guys. Okay. Holach u'matz v'shachet. Baruch Hashem, he did find the carbon Pesach after all, and he shechted it. Vein loch v'shachtu, and they also took a carbon Pesach, and they shechted it. And now it's the same process again. If their carbon was brought first, okay, since they brought it first, and that's the one that they bought, and they brought, and they shechted, they eat from their carbon Pesach, after all, it's theirs, and that was the first one. And he could eat together with them, because he asked them, include me. And in fact, they included him, they shechted first, everybody's yoitza with that carbon Pesach. What happens to his carbon Pesach? Yetzel beis asreifa, because nobody can eat from it and nobody needs to eat from it. The other way around. Vim shaloi nishchat rishon, if his was geshachten first, hu oichel mishaloi. He eats from his. He, after all, looked for the carbon Pesach. He found it. He shechted it. That was the first one that was brought. He eats his carbon Pesach. Vein oichel mishalahem. They cannot eat from his carbon Pesach, because they weren't included in his carbon Pesach. They didn't ask him to be included. They only wanted to be on their carbon Pesach. Fine. They brought their carbon Pesach. And then he eats from his. They eat from theirs. What happens if we don't know which one was shachtan first? They were both done contemporaneously. They will eat from their carbon Pesach. What's the reason why they eat from their carbon Pesach? Because that's their only carbon Pesach that they were menuyim for. Remember, they didn't tell Yankel, have us in mind. They assumed that Yankel's not going to find it, and that's why they selected and bought and brought another carbon Pesach. However, he cannot eat together with them, because maybe he shechted his carbon Pesach first, and that's the real carbon Pesach. On the other hand, since I don't know, maybe their Korban Pesach was first. So he doesn't know which one is which. So he, what's the din? Who ain't oichli mon? He cannot eat from his. He cannot eat from theirs. Shelo yatzel beis esreifa. His carbon, he's going to send to beis esreifa because that may have been number two. Upatim lasas pesach sheni. He's patim to lasas sheni because meman of shach. He was either money on his own carbon pesach, who was money on their carbon pesach. I don't know for sure, but one of them he was zicher money on. One of them was geshachten first, and therefore he is clearly going to be okay. Jesse won't be able to eat. Okay, eating is not ma'akiv. He's potum lasas pesach sheni. Now, until now, we had one or the other. That is, either they said, if you find the carbon pesach, we want to be together with you. That was the first case. Or the second case was that he said to them, if I cannot find the carbon pesach, I want to be together with you. Now we have both. Amalehen vi amru loy. What happens if he said to them, Chevra, just in case I am mi'acher, I come late, you know what? I want to be together with you on your Karban Pesach. And they said to him, in case you find the Karban Pesach, we want to be together with you. Okay. All of them will eat from the first one that's brought. If the first one that's brought is his, since they all said we want to join you, then they're all together on that first Karban. If the first one that was brought was theirs, he said to them, I want to be together with you on your carbon. So Maman of Shach, the first carbon will be for everybody, whether it's his or theirs, they're all in it together, Kulam and Arishan. And of course, the second animal will go the basis Reifa. Vim Eini Yudua Ezman Nishchad Rishan. What happens if I don't know which one was brought first? Oh, in that case, then you're the basis Reifa. You cannot, nobody can eat from the first one. Nobody can eat from the second one because I don't know which one is the first and which one is the second. And you can only be a money on one carbon. You can't be a money on both carbonas. So by definition, they are going to be Yotze because one of these carbonas was clearly geschachten first, even if it was only by a millisecond. But whichever one was geschachten first, all of them were yoitza with that carbon, but since I don't know which one, shnei yoitza lebeisas reifa, but they'll all be potter from bringing a carbon pesach sheni. And the final case is le'amru lehen v'le'amru lai. What happens if he is going to look for the carbon pesach, they didn't say anything to him, and he didn't say anything to them, and they both brought, he found the first carbon pesach and he shechted it. They brought their own carbon pesach and they shechted it. So einach ran zeh lezeh, we don't have to worry about which one was first, which one was last. The one that he shechted will be for him, the one that they shechted will be for them, and shalom ha-yisrael, everything is fine. And with this, we have now completed the first part of the Mishnah, where we had the four different possibilities because this behema got lost. Either he asked them to join them, or they asked him to join him, or that both asked each other, or neither asked either one. Now we start a new shtickle. Shtei chaburas shnisarvu pischeim. We have two separate chaburas, and each one has their own karm. Eilu moishchel and echad, ve'eilu moishchel and echad. Echem eilu bolo yetzel eilu, ve'echem eilu bolo yetzel eilu, ve'kachem oimen. What is this all about? Now, we have two separate Karbonis Pesach. We have five Yidin, five fine the Tyre Yidin that brought Karbon Pesach A, and we have another five Tyre Yidin that are bringing Karbon Pesach B. The problem is that as these five are talking to the other five, guess what? The two animals start talking to each other as well, and they get mixed up, and then when everybody looks for the Karban Pesach, uh-oh, we have what appeared to be Siamese twins, or at least identical twins. It can't be Siamese twins, but at least identical twins, and therefore I don't know which Karban is A and which one is B. I, ich bin of gehaktet zuris. So now, l'choira, what everybody should do is, all 10 people, Chabura A people and Chabura B people, should go and be mafkir their karbonos. The two karbonos will now be hefker, and now one chabura will take one, will say, okay, we're zochin this one, we're going to bring it for karb pesach, and chabura number two will take their second karbon, and they'll bring it for karb pesach. That would work beautifully. However, you remember we said on the Amud Aleph that any carbon that no longer has menuyim, if all the menuyim withdraw, like in the case of Nebuch where the father passed away, and therefore he withdrew from this world, then no menuyim left, and the carbon is possible. So if everybody's going to go and be mafka the carbon, both of them are going to be possible, we'll have to bring two brand new carbonis. So the Gemara says, you know what, I have a good idea. What I have to do is I have to leave at least one person on each carbon, or leave four people in each carbon, and let one transfer to the other one, so that at all times there are people on the carbonis. And therefore, this is what they're going to do. We're going to add... I'm sorry?
You could have done it before, if it was before Chatzos, then they could have done it, right? This is only after Chatzos.
If there's a din, if they were menuyim before Chatzos, I think the same halacha applies. The important thing is, if they're all menuyim on the carbon, and there's nobody left, I believe that that's the end of this carbon. But let me think that through. But for purposes of our Mishnah, let it talk about after Chatzos, and then you're clear, then we certainly have a problem. Right? So we have five and five. What happens now? So one of each of the two groups volunteers to withdraw from his carbon Pesach and to be monoi on the other carbon Pesach. So until now we had five. We had five on the other side. One out of the first five is going to join the other five, and one out of the second five is going to join the first five. So at the end, they're both going to have five, but it's really going to be four and one, and four and one. How does that help? Then the four and one are going to take one of the two karbanas, and the other four and one are going to take the other of the two karbanas. And the four are going to say to the one fellow, we don't know whether this carbon Pesach is ours, or whether this carbon Pesach is yours. If the carbon Pesach is ours, because this was ours from the very outset, we hereby invite you with open arms to join us in this carbon Pesach. We'd love to have you join us. Make sure you bring along some wine for the Arba Koisis, and bring along a couple of pillows for Haseba, and you're welcome to join us. Then everything is great. That's fine. But it might be that the animal that we're pointing to is not ours. So whose is it? It's yours, number five, who was originally on the other carbon, who's now joining them. And they say to him, if it's not our carbon, it's your carbon, do us a favor, please invite us. And of course he says to them, sure, I'll be delighted. All of you should go and join me if this is my carbon Pesach. By all means, join me. Make sure you all bring bottles of wine and two pillows. Anyway, the point is, with this we'll be able to go and save both carbonas, and we won't have any issues. Back to the Gemara, look back at the Mishnah. Shtei Chaburais. We're about 8 lines after where you had that small indentation because of the small toises, the short toises. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Chaburais, Shilis Harbu Pischaim, Eilu Moishchen Lehen Echad, Eilu Moishchen Lehen Echad. Each one of the Chaburais takes charge of one of the two animals. And Echad Me Eilu Bolei Eitzel Eilu. And one of the five individuals leaves his group, his chabur, and he goes to the other chabur. The Echad Me Eilu Bolei Eitzel Eilu. The Kachem Oimrim. And the four say to the one, Im Shalanu Hu HaPesach Hazeh, this Pesach that we took from the two, if it's ours, Yedecha Meshuchais Mishalecha, you should go and withdraw yourself from your carbon Pesach, the Nimnes al Shalano, and you join us. We'll be delighted to have you as our esteemed guest. But if we've made a mistake, and we took the wrong carbon Pesach, and it's really your carbon Pesach, then we're going to go and join you. So that's very straightforward. Now, this next case is the same case, but it's a little bit more complicated only in the numbers. Let's say you have five separate chaburis, five each. Or 10 each. Or 10 chaburis of 10 each. So now what we're going to have is, since you have five separate chaburis, and the five animals which are mixed together, if you're going to have only one person withdraw, let's do like we said before. You have five people for each chabur. And we're going to take one of the five animals. We're going to say, chavre, if this animal belongs to us, you go and join us. And if the animal belongs to you, we're going to join you. Guess what? The animal might not belong to us. It may not belong to that fellow. It might belong to the three other chaburis. There are five chaburis altogether. So we're going to have to reconstitute five brand new chaburais, where each chabura is going to have one individual from each of the preceding five chaburais. So we started with five chaburais, five individuals each. Each one of the five is going to have to now be one of a brand new chabura. So at the end of the, when the dust settles, we'll have five brand new chaburas, each one of them having one person that was previously of chabura A, B, C, D, E. So what does that help? Now, each one of each new chabura is going to speak to the other four individually. And he's going to go and say, Yankel, if this carbon is yours, I withdraw from my carbon, I join you. Yankel, if this carbon is mine, I'm on this carbon and you join me. And then we go to the next guy, to Beryl. We say, Beryl, if this carbon is yours, then I join you. If it's mine, you join me. And so on and so forth. But the person who's speaking, it might not be his carbon. It might not be Yankel or Beryl's carbon. So the next guy has to say the same thing. Reuven makes a statement, and Shimon makes a statement, and Levi. And he looks at each one of them. So they're going to have to be 25 statements like that all together. And each one of the individuals has to say to all the other four of his new chabura, I don't know if the chabura, if this behemah was mine, or was yours, 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 l'cha, ki l'cha, l'cha, af l'cha, l'cha, Hashem, hamam, l'cha, ki lo'y no'eh, ki lo'y yu'eh. Right? See, I don't know, it's shalcha, 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 so I don't know. See, he's going to have to say to each one of them, if it's yours, I'm with you. If it's yours, I'm with you. If it's yours, I'm with you. And they're going to have to say the same thing, each one to the other ones as well. So it's really the same cheshbon as before, it's just a little bit more complicated. So getting back to the Gemara, v'chein chomesh chabur shel chamisha chamishiv shel asor asor, moishkulan echen mikol chabur v'chabura, v'kachin oimrim, and this is what they say, shnayim shenis, period. V'chein oimrim, they say the same thing as we said before, if it's yours, I'm with you, if it's mine, you're with me, etc. Rashi goes through it in great detail explaining it. That's why you have Rashi on both sides of the Amud over here, because Rashi goes through the explanation. Fine. Now we have the... Well, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Look up what it says in the Perek, when it's good and when it's bad. Good. Anyway, now we have Shnayim Shenis Arab Pischein, two people. Okay, so you have not two Chaburis, two individuals. Reuven's carbon got mixed with Shimon's carbon. Shimon's carbon got mixed with Reuven's carbon. What do we do now? So when we had the earlier case, we said, Reuven would say, if you had a chabura of two, three, four, five people, then we would say, at least one should leave the first chabura and join the other chabura, and then say, if this behemoth is yours, I join you, and if it's mine, you join me. Over here, what can you go and say? If the two are going to say that to each other, each one is going to say, I'm going to go and join you, there's not going to be anybody left on the carbon. And we already said on the Amud Aleph, once you have a carbon that there's no menuyim left, then it becomes a apostle of carbon. So what are we going to do? Ah, ingenuity and creativity. Reuven is going to invite Levi. Levi, I have it, the best deal for you. Free minoy, you join me on my carbon. Oh, free? I'm a chai. Shimon goes and calls over to Yehuda. Yehuda, you join me on my carbon. Guess what happens now? Now we got two, and we got two. We don't know which behemah is which, but we do know we have a new chabur of two, Reuven and Levi. We have a new chabur of two, Shimon and Yehuda. Fine. Reuven and Levi go and take one carbon. Shimon and Yehuda take the other carbon. And now Reuven doesn't say to Levi, but Reuven says to Yehuda, Yehuda, I heard that you joined Shimon's chabura. I want you now to leave Shimon's chabura and join me. Because if this behemah turns out to be my behemah all along, I invite you to join me. And if it turns out that this is your behemah because you joined Shimon's chabura, and therefore you're the new successor or the new person that owns that carton together with Shimon, then please invite me over and I'm going to go and join you. And Shimon's going to do the same thing. Shimon's going to go and say, Levi, come on over here. You see this animal? If it happened to be mine, then you join me. If it's yours because you joined Shimon's chabura, then I join you. So it's the same cheshbon as we had before. The important thing is we had to bring two new people onto the scene. But once we did that, it's the same cheshbon. So let's look at again, Shnayim Shenis Arav, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Shnayim Shenis Arav, B'Schein, Zeh, Reuven takes one of the two and Shimon takes the other one. Reuven takes Levi. And Shimon takes, he takes Yehuda. And now Reuven goes to Yehuda and Shimon goes to Levi. And that's what they say. This Pesach is mine. Do me a favor. Yehuda, leave Shimon and you join me. The nimnas al shali, you're mine. If this happens to be yours because you joined the chabura together with Shimon and this is Shimon's behema, then you are the mishuchas mishali. Then I leave mine, and therefore I'm going to be together with you. So it's identical cases. Before, just we had to add two more to take care of this halachic problem that you can't have a carbon without menuyim even for a moment. And this is where we're going to end. If there are any kashas or boisai, please. And if not, me and Shem are going to continue tomorrow morning at roughly 10 to 8 after we finish the first minyan at Rabbi Vorenz.
I understand in this last case, he's bringing two other people, and then are they all eating it together then, the Pesach?
They don't need to. They can eat each one totally separately because they have now two menuyim on each one of the korbanos. One of them was, I don't know which one, but one of them was the monoi already from either from the outset or when he was appointed to go and join as part of that chabura, and he invited the other one to go and join him. So those two will have one carbon, the other two the other carbon, and never the twain shall meet. They can wish good Shabbos, good Yom Tov to one another.
Okay, got it. Okay,
Baruchim Tov.
All right. Yeah, could you just repeat the Masoros HaShas, the Rabba and the Rabba?
I'm going to get the Gemara now.
Okay. The Masoros HaShas in Masech HaShabbos on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis says that whenever you find in the Gemara Abaya together with either Rava or Rabba, it's a cinch how to figure out is it Rava or Rabba. If Abaya's name appears first, then the next one is going to be Rava. If Rava's name appears first, it's not Rava, it's Rabba. Why is that? Because Abaya was Melech first, he was Rosh Hashiva first, Rava was second. That's why when you have a machlokes Abaya v'Rava, Abaya is always quoted as number one. On the other hand, Rabba was the stepfather and the Rosh Hashiva, the Rebbe of Abaya. So if the Rava person comes first, it's not Rava, it's really Rabba. The Masor Shas doesn't say it on his own, he just on Shabbos, Ayin Beis Amit Beis, refers you to a Toisis in Shabbos, as well as a Toisis earlier on in Pesachim, as well as a Rosh in a third Masechta, that all of them agree that if it's Abai with someone else, depending on the order, it's either Rabba, then Rabba comes first, or if that other person comes after Abai, it's Rava and not Rabba. So you just look up
the Masechta. In this case here, these are separate opinions.
Yeah, but they're discussing the same question. And the Gemara feels that since they're dealing with the same question, that Abaya's name should come first to give cover to Abaya before Rava.
They should have brought that teretz first. That's what I wasn't clear. They should have brought Abaya's teretz first.
Exactly. You should have brought, if it's Rava, it should be Abaya first. By the fact that Rava appears first, it's not Rava, it's really Rava.
Not an Abaya and Rava question, really, but it's a variation of that. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Understood. You're right. Baruchim to you. So, Zayge Bem, Zayge Zin. Have a wonderful evening. I get to Vach and Yechem tomorrow morning. I'm sorry?
You say I'll say good Purim.
Afreilichem Purim, Afreilichem Shushim Purim, Afreilichem Post Shushim Purim. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yishalayim, it's Purim Meshulash. So, Agantz your Freilich.
No Tachnin tomorrow.
No Tachnin tomorrow, nor on Monday.
Why not?
Okay, first.